apartment's fine.
Well, that would have been a good reason to just go home.
I probably...
Hi, I'm Mike Giordano. I'm the commissioner, the chairman of the Simpsonville Planning Commission. I want to welcome everyone for being here for the October 2025 meeting of the Simpsonville Planning Commission. We have three items to discuss tonight, and for anybody here who's never been to one of these meetings, I just kind of want to roll through how the process works. I want to make sure that this is an open meeting, that everybody has a chance to have their voice heard in this meeting, and then ultimately we'll make decisions. So with each item, staff will first present an overview of the item, and then the applicant will be allowed to present their item. We'll then open the floor to public comments. Each person's invited to speak for a maximum of 3 minutes. We just ask that their comments are germane to the current agenda item and explain this is not really going to be like a back and forth. It's mostly making a statement, and then we can present your comments, questions, statements to staff or the applicant to discuss further. Staff will then provide its recommendation, and then as a commission, we will vote to either approve or deny with a discussion of the item. All right, so first, we'll do the roll call.
Commissioner Hirshhorn.
Present. Present.
Commissioner Gillespie.
Present.
Commissioner Wells.
Present.
Commissioner Whittle.
Present.
Commissioner Shannon.
Present.
And Chairperson Giordano.
Present. All right, now I'd ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we get to our new business of the night, the first item for us to tackle is the Planning Commission minutes from our last meeting, which was on August 5th. I assume all the commissioners have had a chance to review the minutes, and I will now entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of the August 5th, 2025 meeting.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Gillespie and a second by Commissioner Shannon. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now to our new business for tonight. We have SP 2025-04, proposed building design review at 611 Southeast Main Street. Staff?
Yes, sir. Thank you. And just for everybody, I apologize. The screen is very hard to see. We're hoping to get the glare to fix. But the first item is at 611. This is vacant property. You can see it on the screen. This is just below the subway on Southeast Main Street across from Advance Auto Parts. It's currently three parcels in total. The applicant is a financial institution looking to establish here. They have gone through site plan review and approval. They have submitted their building design, and unfortunately on one of the sides, the southern facade, which is what you would see heading north towards Simpsonville, towards downtown, is unable to make the requirement of the 25% fenestration. So they have presented an alternate fenestration for Planning Commission to review. And their site plan on the left side is Southeast Main Street. This does sit in front of the South Main apartment complex. It's kind of tucked behind the woods currently. This lot is fully wooded with the exception to the Duke easement. It kind of severs the property on the bottom portion. There's more of a close-up. The portion on your screen with the red cloud, that is the southern portion that they're unable to meet the 25% fenestration. And I'll leave it for the applicant to go a little bit more into what they're proposing.
Okay. At this time, I'll ask any of the commissioners if they need to excuse themselves for any ex parte or conflict of interest. Okay. I invite the applicant or representative for the applicant to step up to the podium, state your name and address.
Thank you, Charlene. Good afternoon. My name is David Anderson. I'm with Johnston Design Group. Our address is 411 University Ridge, Greenville, South Carolina. We are the architects for of record for the Bank of Travelers Rest, and thank you, staff, for your report. And I guess in a couple weeks, we may not have this problem. It'll be dark. So, that's good. But so we're here to request special consideration for that south elevation where we're not getting quite the percentage of fenestration or openings and windows up to 25%. I would like to point out that we've taken care to step back the building along that edge, really to integrate that drive-through into the mass and really kind of have it in keeping with the front elevation of the building, the main entrance. Also, that steps that roof line down a good bit. And furthermore, especially on the northbound lane, we've paid some attention to adding additional landscaping, both street trees and landscaping, as much as we could make effective with the Duke Power easement that is kind of limiting on that site to address those northbound views of the south elevation. And I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. You I'm sure, understand that there are some safety, occupant safety, and security issues, you know, along many sides of this building, being the nature of a financial institution.
Any commissioners have any questions? Okay. I'll open in the floor to public comment. If anybody has a comment to make, you can step up to the podium. Okay. That closes the floor to public commentary. Does anybody have any questions or comments to make for the applicant? Okay.
Pretty straightforward.
Okay. I will now entertain a motion.
Point of order.
Staff recommendation. My apologies.
Thank you. Staff reviewed this, seeing what they provide is with the landscaping and due to the limitations of why they can't get that. The changing of the brick material, we like the way that's been laid out. So we understand the constraints they're dealing with. So I think they made an effort to make this side as presentable as possible to kind of match the other portions of the building. So staff does support an approval of this SP 2025-04.
All right, now I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve as proposed.
Commissioner Wells makes a motion.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hershaw. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? And it carries. All right, our next item on the agenda tonight is AXZ 2025-03, proposed annexation of property located at 320 T. Rose Lane. Staff?
Yes, sir. Thank you. This is a little interesting one. This is four lots on the back portion of T. Rose Lane are currently in the county. Back in 2005, this subdivision, along with several other properties along Highway 14, were annexed at one time. Unfortunately, these four were not included in that. I don't know how that happened, but it did. So tonight we have an applicant. The owner of the property is requesting to be annexed into the city to have city services. We've attempted to make contact with the neighbors on the properties to try to get them to join as well, but they're not interested at this time. So This is definitely a benefit to the city to close this up. It helps with our trash route. So this is off Highway 14. That's the property in green. You can see the 318, 316, and 319 are still in the county. It's currently zoned R12, and they're requesting R low to be compatible with the rest of Rosemont subdivision.
All right, I'll ask any of the commissioners to disclose any ex parte or conflict of interest. Okay. And John, you said there's the applicant's not here tonight, are they? Oh, yeah. Okay. If you come up to the podium. Please state your name and address.
My name is Bernie Crawford, 320 T. Rose Lane, Simpsonville.
And I'm Jessica Hayes.
Same address.
Same address.
So it's just been a little strange having different services than our neighbors. The yard waste pickup has been a challenge, not having it. So that was a big thing for me personally, wanting to be annexed. But also to be a part of the community, you know, we're right there. And, you know, it just feels a little strange to be in a community of 51 homes or whatever it is and be one of four that aren't in the city. So we've talked about it, went back and forth with Charlene quite a few times and decided we'd like to do it.
Agreed. Nothing to add. I agree.
Okay. I'll open the floor up, and then we'll see if any commissioners have any questions. Does anyone from the public have any comments they would like to make? Okay. We'll close the floor to public commentary. All right. Would any of the commissioners have any comments or questions they'd like to ask?
I would just like to say thank you for coming in and speaking with us and trying to get this cleaned up after all these years.
Thanks for having us.
So. Thank you.
Out of curiosity, have you spoke with your neighbors and reason why they would not like to join in? Because this is unique, and to find these pieces to put together to put them in the neighborhood, I was wondering why they decided not to, or have you had that conversation?
Yeah, you know, we haven't really gone deep. Our neighbor at 319 was very much not interested.
She was there when everyone else was annexed, and I think there's some history we don't understand, but she's just not interested in it. I think our other two, they could potentially be if someone talked to them more, but we haven't spoken with them about it.
Yeah, we haven't really had a lot of conversation about it, to be honest, other than with Ms. Watson.
Understood. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, staff.
Staff's looked at this. We definitely support this, closing up a potential, we want to call it a donut hole, just an end cap, if you want to say. So staff does recommend an approval to go to council for this annexation request.
All right. I'll entertain a motion at this point.
Mr. Chairman. After you, sir. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move the Planning Commission recommend approval of the requested annexation set forth in Ordinance AXC 2025-03.
They makes the motion.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Whittle with a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays?
One more stop.
I'm just here for the commentary.
All right, our final item on the agenda tonight is AXZ 2025-05, proposed annexation of properties along West Georgia Road. Staff?
Yes, sir. This is AXZ 2025-04. This is property located on West Georgia Road. Just for reference, a couple months ago, we annexed a property just south of this on Barker, West Georgia Road. This is west of the intersection of East Standing Springs and West Georgia. On your screen is the actual tax map. It is broken into four individual lots, but it's still under one tax map number. That's pretty common when properties get subdivided. The original, what's left over stays the original tax map number. So Just for reference, the larger one, we'll kind of refer to that as Tract A, Parcel A, and the one at the top of your screen is Parcel B. Those are the ones that are really in consideration. Total for all the lots in total is around 31 acres. We've been approached by the owner and the representatives to annex this property in for development on Track A currently. So their desire to be annexed into the city to develop under RMID zoning. And this is the property currently zoned as RS. To the east is Morning Mist, which is RMID. So it's pretty common of what annexed or rezoned out in that location. This is the West Georgia Road looking at the larger Track A as you're looking north. And this is the smaller track, about 4 acres, actually touches, physically touches the boundary of the city, which is zoned BG. Sorry, let me go through it too fast. This is a concept plan of what they are kind of looking to developing for Track A. It's just a conceptual layout of what they're hoping for this lot. So that I'll leave up for the applicant to go a little bit more into their project.
Great. If the applicant's here, a representative for the applicant, please come up to the podium. Please state your name and address.
Hello, I'm Chris Tony, 1509 West George Road, Simpsonville. And this property in question belongs to my mother, Sarah Tony. I'm acting as her POA. Unfortunately, she's requiring skilled nursing care. And so that's why we're trying to sell this property, provide for her care. This property's been in our family for a long time. It was originally almost 200 acres owned by my grandfather. The bulk of it now is River Shoals. My mother was the one holdout. She wanted to hold on to her property. She wanted to provide for herself if that time ever came. So unfortunately, that time's here. So we've put the property up for sale, and Toll Brothers was the best option. They had a lot of interest, a lot of people that really wanted to put, you know, slam 130 homes in there. And that's, you know, not what I wanted to see. I'm faced directly to that larger lot. If I go on my front porch, I'm looking at that lot. So I'm the neighbor. I'm there as well. So looking at Toll Brothers and their product and the lower density that they wanted to provide, they were the best option. So that's kind of where we're at. But okay. And this is Ron Broker.
You don't teach Sunday school?
No, I don't.
He could.
I'm Ron Clyde. My address is home address is 205 Bennington Way in Greer, South Carolina. As Chris indicated, he was kind enough to retain me as the broker to present the one really nice remaining piece of property, I think, on West Georgia Road to the public. We discussed what the highest and best use of the subject property would be. It's completely surrounded on all three sides, as Chris indicated, by the River Shoals subdivision, currently a full residential use, indicated to be the highest and best for the property. So we went out to market to any and all of the area builders and received those proposals, one right after the other, right after the other, right after the other. And we had quite a few to choose from, obviously. I think Chris being a neighbor and me basically being a neighbor as well, my company is actually located on Main Street here, so one of my offices. The attractiveness of this particular developer and this particular site is obviously the lot sizes, the buffer that's remaining between those lots and the adjacent property owners in River Shoals. And the density, the larger lots leading to a higher, more attractive tax base for the city of Simpsonville was the reason we chose what might not actually have been the most expensive offer, but we felt like would be the best use as for the neighborhood and for the property and moving forward with that horse.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Well, I'm sure we'll have questions afterwards. We'll open it up right now for public comment.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ed, my name's Nicholas Myers. This is Michael Kane. We both work for Toll Brothers at 124 Verde Boulevard in Greenville, South Carolina. So they did a good job explaining, but we're also here and happy to answer any questions you guys have about the community itself. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you so much. Okay, now we'll open up the floor for public commentary. Anybody who would like to speak can come up to the podium, speak for a maximum of 3 minutes. Just please give your name and address and keep your comments germane to this current agenda item.
My name is Rod Folk. I live at 18 Cloverfield Drive here in Simpsonville. I emailed to Mr. Derby some comments, and I do believe those have been submitted to you, obviously. So I'm not going to just read all of those back to you, but I do want to highlight three things. The developer needs to set aside enough space on West Georgia to allow for the road to be widened, because we know eventually it's going to be done. And there needs to be enough space so that when they do widen it, it doesn't destroy the entrance or really affect the two houses that are right there on West Georgia. Secondly, the entrance should have a taper lane so that turning right isn't going to slow the traffic down. It also needs a middle turning lane for vehicles going left so they don't stop traffic. Now, those road improvements should be made by the developer before the houses are being built. And there is precedence for the city to require road improvements as a condition of annexation. We have seen that, even though the state does not require a traffic impact study on this, because it is too small to go over the threshold of that. The city has the authority to say you need to improve the road now before you can put it into the city or as part of the development. You have that authority. That will be presented to city council. It's not really your decision. Third thing is the streets need to be private, just like the retention ponds should be private. They don't connect to any other subdivisions. They're only going to be used by the residents. I'll never need to go there to go on those streets to get from one place to another. The city really doesn't have the money right now to acquire other streets to have them dedicated to the city's inventory to be able to maintain those streets. They don't have the money to do that. They are struggling to repave the streets that they do have. They've had to cut back way back in order to pave some of the streets. So the city just can't afford to let any new developments increase the future expenses and liabilities. It'll be very expensive in the future to repave those. I think those requirements should be met as a condition of annexation approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Lots of kindness here tonight.
Hi, my name is Pat Reynolds. I live in 102 Castle Hall Court in, it is Simpsonville, but it's county, Morning Mist Subdivision. I'm not going to object to an annexation because I predicted when you annexed Barker for the church that was city jumping back onto West Georgia Road. So it is what it is. I did send an email to Mr. Darby, which I hope I asked him to forward to all of you. Do have it. Great. So I'm basically just going to repeat what I've said there. The main problem with West Georgia Road is the traffic. About probably 3 years ago, SCDOT had plans to widen from Rocky Creek up to about Redwood. It was going to be three lanes all the way in that section. It didn't happen. It got too expensive. They dropped that. So we have a two-lane road for the majority of it. There is so much building on West Georgia Road, not in city, but out just a little further, going out towards Fork Shoals. The building is crazy. People are driving into Simpsonville along West Georgia and also leaving Simpsonville to go out, and then rush hour, particularly people going to schools, people coming home from schools, work, coming home from work. It is crazy. There are times I will not drive on West Georgia Road during the rush hour times. I don't need to, but I choose not to. So what I'm asking for any development, because I'm assuming there will be more annexations along that section once you've got these ones in, what I'm asking is that you and City Council be good stewards along that road and require developers to leave enough of an easement that if SCDOT ever does come in and wants to widen the road, that there will be enough room without them taking properties from other people, taking room for place from other people. There needs to be enough of an easement left that a road can be widened, or require development developers to put in those turning lanes or center lane before anything is developed, because it's going to be better for their people, which will be your citizens, to get in and out. It is you're taking your life in your hands sometimes when you're trying to get out onto West Georgia Road. River Shoals people, I know they could get blocked. People coming out of North Moore, there was going to be a light there if we had approved the penny with Greenville County. We didn't, obviously. There's no light on North Moore. North Moore is dangerous if you're trying to get out of North Moore. So all I'm asking is that you consider requiring of developers to make sure there is adequate room for widening of West Georgia if and when it comes about, or to put in something for themselves. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for letting me speak for a minute. My name is Paul Higgins. I'm a resident of 107 Kettle Oak Way in a Greythorn subdivision off of West Georgia Road. I apologize for my informality. I'm new to the region, and I don't know the regulations at these types of meetings, but with the annexation of Track B directly across from Kettle Oak Way, not the track where the builders are planning on developing, I know that I looked on the planning map, the zoning maps, and it was my belief that that Track B was residentially zoned, and there was a gentleman earlier that made a comment that it was a different acronym, a BG zoning. And is there any plans in the future? I don't know if somebody was allowed to answer the question whether or not they're going to develop that into a commercial property, or if the plan down the road is once it's transferred of ownership to develop that as a residential property. And if that's the case, again, back to the young lady was saying about the traffic, the egress to the property, you know, would there be plans to put it directly across from our neighborhood? And then, as everybody knows, in everybody's neighborhoods, you know, the population density is going significantly higher here, and I'm part of the problem. I moved here 3 years ago from Massachusetts, so I apologize. But that's all I have to say. I thank you for your time, and if anybody could maybe generally answer that question. I know it's early in the stage, and this is not the planning meeting. That's the annexation meeting, which I don't oppose, but I just was curious. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Hi, my name is Melissa Brasky. I'm 426 Sandusky Lane. I'm in River Shoals. I'm kind of have the same, I guess it's a question. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to ask it, but I want to know with the other properties that are with where they want to build the houses, are they planning on doing anything else with the other pieces of land? And I also want to know why they want to tie into the sewers of River Shoals. Why will they not have their own sewers? If that is allowed for them to get back to us, or because I don't, like, we have 442 homes in our subdivision. And it's over, and also, I know it's only 46 homes, but it's not going to be just 46 cars or 46 people. It's going to be a lot more. And I know they're building everywhere, and I know there's nothing you can do to stop it, but, you know. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Are you with the applicant, or are you part of public?
I'm part of the development team, so I was just going to address some of the things that came.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Once I close the public comment section, I just want to make sure everyone from the public has a chance to speak. Is anyone else? Okay.
My name is Mason Davis. I live at 418 Sandusky in River Shoals. I don't disagree with improvements. I don't disagree with housing developments, but someone who's lived in Colorado, Utah, I've seen how they can take disastrous effects on not approving things, you know, not getting roads squared away, dump trucks tearing up roads, concrete trucks tearing up roads, and again, Simpsonville doesn't have the money to maintain those roads as it is. So not against development. I'm against, I think we need to put a pause on development until the city can catch up, until the city can widen River Shoals, because there's already, I think, six more neighborhoods being built on West Georgia Road that we haven't even caught up to yet. So that's my only thing, is we need to do something about the traffic, because it can sometimes, I mean, you're blocked both ways leaving in the morning, you're blocked both ways coming at night. And again, 45 homes, that's going to be 80-something cars, 95 cars as kids get older and people start moving. I also agree with making those roads private. There's no reason the city needs to pay for the neighborhood roads. There's no reason for that. Turn lanes need to be installed. Things need to be put in place before the development begins to help everyone else. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Okay, I'm going to close the floor to public commentary now. And now I'll allow the applicant to make a closing statement.
Good evening, Planning Commissioners. Michael Kane, Toll Brothers, 124 Verde Boulevard. I appreciate the public's comments, appreciate y'all's time tonight. And just to give you all a little bit of background with Toll Brothers, when we go under contract with a site, we do due diligence. So we're very much invested on knowing what's all about the parcel itself. So we have done a traffic study. We coordinated with Mr. John Darby over here. And last we spoke, we said we were getting a draft squared away. Well, we did get a draft of the TIA. West Georgia Road is a state road. So whatever SCDOT sees from the traffic engineer is going to be the requirements that were set. And I will go ahead and tell you that we are required to put a left turn lane going up on West Georgia Road towards Simpsonville to put a left turn lane in. So we would have to make those improvements as the developer and home builder from this end. But just so you all know, we heavily go into a lot of due diligence from that end. So we have been coordinating that stuff, and that will ultimately go finalized with SCDOT for their blessing, and obviously we have to adhere with those standards. So we have to coordinate with the state. That's what I'm trying to get at, and ultimately we have to abide by what their policies are. But we are aware we have to do those trips, and we have a licensed traffic engineer who does all that. You know, in context wise, and I think Mr. Darby mentioned it, is we're excited about this opportunity, coordinating with Mr. Tony and Mr. Ron as well. But we're excited that the lot sizes here, if you see on the plan itself, the density that we're proposing could be up to 6 units an acre, but we're only proposing 2.2 units an acre. So we're on the lower end of it. This is very much keeping in harmony with the adjacent property, with River Shoals especially surrounding us. But everything we're going to be doing is going to have to abide by the code compliance of Simpsonville and Greenville County ultimately. So. But we go heavily into our due diligence. Happy to answer any technical questions you all may have. But just wanted to be able to be here to say we're excited about the opportunity and seeing what we can do together long term. And then to answer the lady's question about sewer, ultimately Metro Connects, I'm sure you all know Rewa and Metro Connects have their standards and policies. In order for us to tap in, they go to the nearest manhole, and that manhole happens to be in River Shoals. So I know we've been heavily invested in talking with Metro Connects, working through all that. Again, there are standards and policies in place with utility agencies, and that's the route they want us to go in order for us to have sewer to the site. So again, just state to utility authorities, we have to abide by all their standards. Thank you.
We'll open up to commission for questions.
I have a couple questions, if I may. Who will own tract B? This seems like the only other usable tract. Who will own that after the subdivision is complete, and what are the plans for that in the future?
So I can't necessarily speak to the plans because Mr. Tony is going to retain that property.
Okay.
We're only moving forward with purchasing this portion of property.
So got it. Thank you.
Track A, yes.
For clarification on that, though, is the request to rezone all of those the same? Okay, so they're all being zoned residential together. Okay, thank you.
So are we planning to put residential on that track also at some time?
I would think just to help him out, you know, we're moving forward with this. If he was to end up
you know, trying to sell that piece to another buyer, he would have to come back before you with a plan and present that to you.
Thank you. So you, I think we understand that you have to put in that left turn lane, which was requested by a couple of the citizens. What's the setback from where West Georgia is currently that's required by the state, and is that enough for future widening, should it need to be done?
Can I add to that?
It does need to be done.
So what, I heard nothing about a right turn turning lane either. So I didn't. I heard the left turn,
yeah,
but I didn't hear anything about the right turn.
So, no, good question. So, again, traffic engineer submits everything, trips per day. They do it certain intervals. They submit that to the DOT to get their recommendation back on it. All that's yielding for this site, for this proposed community, is only a left turn lane, I guess on the screen, northbound or eastbound into the site. Nothing about a right turn lane is warranted by SCDOT standards. So that's what we have to comply with, is the state regulations and what they're requiring us to do from the development end.
And so is the, in regards to the setback that you have to put the development, is there enough room for widening in the future?
Short answer to that is yes.
Yes.
Actually, you could see the setback from the Greenville area traffic study, the dashed line right out in front of the property. It's on both sides of West Georgia Road. I think they ran out of money to fund that actual road widening project between there and all the way to 25, actually. But yes, there is setbacks, and their plan obviously addresses that that setback as part of their layout for the subdivision.
So I see a 40 foot on this plan. Is that 40 feet from the road to the edge of the first property, or is that 40 foot from the road to the first house edge?
Honestly, I don't know the detail from the screen right here, but I mean, we have given ample room here, but again, we just got the traffic study drafted back. So again, trying to comply with state standards and all that.
To answer your question, it's 40 foot from our property line, which is the edge of the right-of-way, to that lot line.
So that 40 foot is still going to be owned by the state. There's 40 feet before your property still.
No, that 40 foot is not in the right-of-way.
What's the right-of-way width of the West Georgia Road? That right-of-way's got to be at least 60, 70 feet.
I would say that's probably right. Most state roads are 66 feet wide in the
right-of-way. And then you have 40-foot cushion between that edge of the 66-foot right-of-way to the site that you have.
That's correct.
To the development.
Yes.
Okay.
So we could run 385 through there, basically.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. I would just recommend long-term building the relationship with SCDOT that if it comes around for improvement plans, we're doing it throughout other sections of the state where we're having to coordinate with state because there's widening projects happening throughout the state. But again, DOT is going to be the one that drives what those plans are. Also, mm-hmm. I assume, Mr. Darby, you're going to be involved in that too. So again, I think we've given ourselves an allowance to give you all peace of mind that if there ever is a widening, we have room.
I know West Georgia Road in the afternoons coming and going. You build it, they will come. And right now it's really full. And I have people that are really concerned about the right-of-ways and having access without somewhat slowing down, but having no backed up traffic. And if you go out there around about 6 o'clock, you can't get through. So there's some concerns here. I'm looking forward to your plans to move forward. So thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything preventing development of the property right now just in the county? And why are you seeking annexation by the city?
I mean, really, it's the property owner. He wanted it to be in the city.
Mm-hmm.
He also cares about, you know, what goes there because he lives across the street.
Yep.
We were trying to be cognizant of density and go as low as we possibly could while still making it a nice neighborhood that people want to live in. You know, our lot sizing is larger than majority of the lots in River Shoals next door. So I know it was mentioned earlier, we're not trying to cram density in there. We're trying to hit a higher price point home. And we're really trying to, I mean, I don't know if you know Toll. Toll is America's luxury home builder. So we really do focus on the higher end clientele. And that's kind of what is driving this strategy here.
And if I could add to that just one comment as well, but what another attractive aspect of that was the availability to that clientele of city services, trash pickup, somebody else spoke to rubbish pickup or whatever, the impact that has on a homeowner's insurance policy with police and fire protection available to that homeowner as that end user were all positive aspects of our consideration of the proposals that we received. So,
I kind of asked that question for the benefit of the public here, because it sounds that this project could go forward without coming into the city of Simpsonville, but by joining the city of Simpsonville, it's going to give greater control and protection of people in the room already.
That's correct.
Than otherwise.
Police, fire, and garbage, and all the services, yes.
We appreciate you want to join us rather than staying in the county.
I mean, for what it's worth, this would be our first project into the city of Simpsonville, and we would love to have, you know, more down the road, but this would be our first flag, and we're excited about this first one.
What's your price points to that neighborhood?
I would say our average sales price is going to be between $700,000 and $900,000 here.
Any other questions for the applicant? All right. John, will you give us your staff recommendation?
Sure. Staff has looked at this and the possible impact if this was a higher typical track home builder. So we do see what the layout they have. Again, this is just conceptual. They're just asking for the zoning classification. So staff does support this request. Whatever comes here, they'll have to go through SCDOT, and they will look at the unit count and determine what's required as far as entrance and exit out there. We definitely coordinate with them to ask them what they need as far as to make these projects go. Do they need more right away? We can definitely talk to the owner during the process, but that will come when the applicant actually submits for preliminary plan that will come before y'all as well. So even though if they weren't to walk away, being someone else coming here was another option to use that site. The only thing I'll address, the gentleman that asked about the other property just to the north, that is BG, and the city has been that way for forever. It's just been, it's stuck on the outskirts of our boundaries. The parcel that this is under is going to be zoned the same as this larger track as RMID. So it will be residential. The BG commercial across from Graythorne will stay commercial unless the rezoning happens. So the traffic study will be presented to the committee of the whole at the end of the month for more questions to be asked with council. So staff supports this and does recommend an approval of AXZ 2025-04.
And John, the density of residential that they're applying for, it's lower density than these the two adjoining residential, is that correct? This R12 and R7?
Correct.
Just a lower density development?
No, I'm sorry. It's smaller lots. It's sizes, but it's a higher density than what's surrounding it.
The zoning they're applying for is a higher density zoning. Okay, got it.
Any other questions from staff?
I have a comment, if I may.
Okay.
I just want to say to the public, I'm as frustrated with the roads as you are. You can just ask my wife how much I complain about the roads. It's part of the reason why I'm on this commission. But I do want to say that, reiterate that the road is a state road. And so there's very little that we can do directly on this particular road other than advocating and trying to work with the state. But I think it's been mentioned a couple of times that even by Ms. Reynolds, that the building on this property is pretty much a foregone conclusion. And I think bringing it into the city and having control over it by the city rather than the county is the best move.
Mr. Chairman.
I got a quick question. Yeah.
One follow-up. The comment regarding about the improvements for SCDOT, those were slated to go in the same time as the turn lanes for East Tanning Springs. Those got pulled due to funding, but it, per their SCDOT project viewers, it's back on for proposed, and that's to widen into a third lane, a center lane, all the way from East Standing out to Rocky Creek. So there's a couple of spots in there that goes back with no middle lane, and that's on that proposal. It's just still waiting for funding.
So okay.
They know that needs to be done, so they'll look at this the same way and need what needs to be done here, so it's all should not go from three lanes down to two, back up to three and to two. So DOT will know that.
There was a question about sewer tapping into River Shoals. I think they had to deal with REWA on that. But any concerns from the city about these additional properties tapping into that and there being adequate sewer?
Not from the city, because this will go straight to Metro. It will not be serviced by the city of Simpsonville Sewer. So this is 100% done by Metro Connects.
Okay. All right, at this time, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd propose we approve the annexation request as presented, AXZ 2025-04.
Got a motion from Commissioner Whittle.
I'll second.
And a second from Commissioner Gillespie. Any comments? All those in favor of annexing AXZ 2025-05? Properties along West Georgia Road, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? And it carries.
I want to address to the members of the public as well. We're an advisory committee, so our recommendation will go to council, and then if you still feel strongly one way or another, I'm not sure what day this will be in front of council, but you're welcome to go to city council, and they're going to be the actual deciding vote on this.
I have to look the calendar up, sorry.
If you have if you know when it'll be present.
It will be the 28th, be the committee of the whole.
So this month?
Yes.
Okay. The 28th.
All right. That's all our items for tonight. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Commissioner Gillespie. A second?
Second.
Second from Commissioner Wells. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And we're adjourned.